With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by Lucy Carlson, catcher for the Pella softball team, following their 5-3 rain short win against Pella Christian. Lucy, I know you guys are happy with the win. I know you would have loved to be able to finish that one out. But, man, what a game here between the Eagles and the Dutch to close out the season series.
Yeah, it was super fun. Whenever we get to play PC, it's always a small-town rivalry, so that's really fun. It's always a good game, and it was good for us to get this win, especially after our loss to them a couple weeks ago. And so it was good for us to get back out here and get the win.
Well, and you talk about that first matchup, too. It was game one ended in very interesting fashion. Game number two comes down to, you know, just does not go your guys' way, right? It was PC's night in game number two there. And being able to come out here and kind of maybe not get a measure of revenge as much, but just being able to come out here and kind of show that you are a better team than what you showed in that second game against Pella Christian too, just as a team, how big of a confidence boost is that for you guys going forward, knowing that, you know, you're able to come out here and handle that business on nights where you feel like you should be able to handle your business?
That's huge for us. And I mean, last time we obviously we knew that we didn't play our best and we had things to work on and improve on, and that was huge for us. And I think Norwalk was huge for us too, because even though it didn't go our way and we didn't win, we played really, really well. And we got a couple more games in and then we were ready for PC, and we knew that we needed this win and it was a good one to get.
When you talk about it, I mean, this team is kind of starting to find its stride, right? It was kind of tough sledding early in the year. It took a little bit to kind of get that momentum rolling, get the ball rolling. You mentioned Norwalk. It wasn't necessarily wins, but it was hard-fought games that showed that you could compete with some of those top teams. And then you go and you take two games this weekend as well with Roland Story. I know being one of those ones, they're obviously a very good team in the heart of Iowa Conference. You come out here tonight against the Pella Christian team that had won four in a row, and you're able to get that too. Just talk about that momentum for this squad and what's kind of allowed you guys to get that ball rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, so obviously the beginning of the season didn't start out how we wanted it to, and we're getting in the groove of things and we're playing together as a team more. And I think just as the season's gone on, we've started to like learn more about each other. Obviously, like, we didn't have the people that we had entirely from last year, so it's good to get in the groove of things and to team bond and like hanging out with each other. And we're with each other all the time, every single day. So it's good when we get to go out on the field and show that.
Well, and I got to ask you this too, because you had the hardest position. It's the position I can sympathize with tonight, wearing the gear. I mean, it was not an ideal night to be wearing the catcher's gear at all. I mean, what were you doing in the dugout to just try to stay mentally fresh while you're not at the plate batting so that you come back out here, put the gear on, and be ready to go each and every inning?
I was drinking a lot of water. Putting ice down my back, down my shirt feels good. Just staying hydrated, I have to, like, my mom tells me I have to hydrate days in advance, so I have to do that. And just cheering on our teammates. I mean, me and Sheck usually scream our heads off, and so that's really fun, and it's good to just get back there and cheer each other on.
And that's what I wondered, because it's not an easy job on a day like this as well. But, you know, I mean, we talk about it. Emma Ekoff made that job pretty easy for you tonight. Really didn't make you work too hard behind the plate there. She threw an excellent game in the circle. And then at the plate, teammates really coming through today. Just overall a great team effort for your squad.
Yeah, Emma pitched really well, and our bats, we've been getting them throughout the lineup. It's not just the top three, top five. It's everybody's hitting, everybody's getting on base, which is huge for us and something we need to win.
When you talk about that, and one particular person to highlight there with the bat was Emily Heemstra today. She came through with two really big RBIs early in that game that kind of allowed you to kind of start stretching that lead out to be able to build up that 5-3 advantage there. I mean, we had Maddie Keski with the solo shot in the second inning there that gave you guys back the lead after, you know, a 1-1 first inning there. Just talk about, you know, the contributions there down in the bottom of the order and how big that is going, getting ready for postseason play coming up here to be able to see those bats get going.
Yeah, that's huge, and it's a huge confidence boost that we know that everybody can hit and everybody can get on, and then it's easier for the rest of the teammates if you know that the person before you has been hitting and then the person before them has been hitting. Like, everybody has your back and you have everybody else's back. And so then it's huge for us when we hit well, and when everybody hits well, that's even bigger.
And again, we're talking to Lucy Carlson of the Pella softball team following their 5-3 win here over Pella Christian to win the season series. And just kind of, you know, talking about this game too, I mean, going into the rest of this week, how do you guys go about building on this momentum, continuing to play really strong? As we mentioned, after last Friday, after this past weekend, now tonight's win. How do you guys keep this momentum going?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple days of practice. That'll be good for us. Just work on things that we need to work on, get some more swings in, get some more hits. But we have two very winnable games the rest of the week, so that'll be good for us, and hopefully we can get those. And yeah.
Well, and you talk about just getting some days of practice, which at this stage of the game, you don't get a lot of practice time, right? Going into postseason play as well. Just, you know, even as a sophomore here this year, talk about how big that is for not just yourself, but for the team to just kind of get back to the basics a little bit, have a chance to kind of work on some of those fundamental things going into postseason play.
Yeah, that's really nice. And it's nice that we can isolate the things that we need to work on, because if, like, there's things that we want to work on from past games or things we need to prepare for the next coming games, it's nice to be able to have a day that we can do that. And practice isn't as big of a much on your body as game is, so then you get a little bit of rest, and that'll be nice just to have those couple of days.
Well, and looking ahead, there is a game in between those practices. You do have Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont tomorrow night, or Tuesday night, better yet, to kind of allude to that. But, you know, Eddyville is a team that struggled as well. Sometimes those games can be the trickiest, right? Because it's a team that you should go in there and take care of business against. But as a team, how do you guys make sure that you go in tomorrow fully focused on the task at hand so you're walking away with a win?
I think that starts with a good BP and a focused BP, because sometimes when we mess around at BP, it doesn't always go our way, or hitting doesn't go our way, and we have to know, like, make the plays, keep it simple, don't try to do too much, because that's not what we need to win. What we need is just to play well, hit well, and play as a team, and I think as long as we stick to that and stick to the stuff we know, then we'll be good.
Lucy, appreciate the time. Again, congratulations on the win, and best of luck against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont on Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Lucy Carlson, the sophomore catcher for the Pella High softball team.